Welcome to the DU 80208 podcast. I'm Julie, and I will be your host for this episode. Today, we will be talking about the Colorado Meager Hack that is occurring September 27th through 28th, 2019 on the DU campus.
I'm Lynn Schofield Clark, and I am a professor and chair of the Media, Film, and Journalism Studies Department here at the University of Denver.
So what is the Meager Hack?
The Meager Hack is a hackathon about immigration and migration. We know that there are a lot of changes happening around the world with people moving for a variety of different reasons, a lot of economic reasons, a lot of reasons for people encountering with climate change. And so we wanted to have an opportunity to bring people together to learn more about immigration and also to be able to tell different stories that inform publics about immigration by using data sets so that we can have people look for evidence and then also develop multimedia storytelling to make it creative.
So why did you decide to set up this Meager Hack?
For a long time, I have served as a volunteer with South High School, which is the nearest high school to the University of Denver, and it actually is the largest high school in the Denver public schools to serve refugee resettlement communities and people who speak different languages. So it hosts about more than 70 different language groups and 40 countries represented within the student body. So I started an after-school club there a number of years ago and was working with a lot of the students thinking about how we could use media to make a difference in our communities. And what I found was that pretty much every time we would have a session, there'd be one person who would come in new or someone who had been there and would bring a friend who would say something like, "Do you know an immigration lawyer?" And it became such a regular part of the experience that I really, it was the first time that I encountered how much of a common experience this was for high school students today in our urban schools especially, that young people come from so many different places in the world and there's so much resettlement going on. I think people my age often have not had as much acquaintance with that, but I think that it's something that is so much a part of your generation's experience, and it's something that we're all trying to figure out, well, what does this look like for the future as all of these changes are unfolding. So it really came out of a personal sense of feeling like I wish I knew several immigration lawyers, or I wish I knew how to engage with the conversation. And I think a lot of people enter into the conversation that way, just knowing somebody who has experienced something with immigration, maybe who has had a family member or who has a neighbor or someone that's been a school friend. And so they want to know some more so that they can try to sort out all of the disinformation that we're getting around immigration right now.
Who is collaborating on this project?
This is a great collaboration. The key leaders have been me and Lisa Martinez, who is a professor of sociology in the department and studies immigration, among a number of other things. She's also the current interim director of the DU Latino Center, which is involved in community engagement. So she and I have been the main people who've been working on this for about a year, but there have been a lot of people who've been involved in helping to organize it, from faculty members and staff, as well as students. So Isaac Vargas has been our student coordinator for the event and has been working on helping students to understand why they should be part of this conversation about immigration and how important it is to be able to be equipped to talk and have a conversation about it and to participate in making some kinds of evidence-based and data, serious data approaches to this conversation.
So who can sign up for Meager Hack?
A Meager Hack usually brings together a group of different people from a journalistic background, developers, or people who know some things about data science, and then also people who know about multimedia production, and people who have lived experience with immigration, as well as people who work with nonprofits and volunteer with organizations that serve immigrant communities. So we have been working with people from all of those different groups, as well as students and faculty and staff who have very little background in immigration. So all will be part of the event. We're expecting about 250 people to be part of it. So we know that there will be people from a variety of different backgrounds and different levels of expertise in immigration in the room. And so that's one of our challenges and opportunities as a university, really, is to be a place that can bring together people and to create knowledge through experiential learning so that we're actually going to be looking through a lot of reports, we're going to be looking at a lot of raw data, and then also thinking about what kinds of stories do we need to tell so that publics understand things better.
How do you register for this event?
You can register online. We have a website, so if you Google Colorado Meager Hack, you'll probably get to our website. It's coloradomeagerhack.school.blog. So you can go there and you can register and get some more information. There are a lot of different parts of the Meager Hack as well. So we expect that quite a few people will come to the breakfast, where we're going to honor Cindy Carcamo. She is a Los Angeles Times reporter who has been reporting on family separations for more than a decade. And she's going to talk with us a little bit about how long that has been going on, this issue of family separations, and what kinds of things drive it and how it plays out in people's lives. Then we're going to hear at the end of the event on Saturday from Adan Medrano, who is a chef, former filmmaker. Actually, he's still a filmmaker. And he is a person who brings a lot of expertise, having grown up himself and in a family of migrant farm workers who did some traveling. And he grew up on the border between Texas and Mexico and went and looked into his grandparents' recipes. And so he's created cookbooks, and he'll actually be giving us a tasting. So we'll be able to try some of the foods that he is rediscovering from his own roots.
Can we still participate in this event, even though we can't be there all day?
Definitely. Yeah, we're glad to have, we have several different parts of it. I mentioned there's a breakfast on Friday morning, and we actually are expecting an overflow crowd. So we have it live streamed as well. So if people can't be in the one room, there's actually going to be another space in the cafe in the Anderson Academic Commons. So you can hang out in the cafe and watch it there and get some coffee, join some other people. That will be a public event. There's also an event at 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon when we'll have a number of people who are experts from the immigrant law and policy and resettlement issues. People who have expertise and also lived experience with immigration will be speaking about their experiences, and also want to hear from people who are creating the stories about what stories are being created so they can help to inform them and make connections for them. And then we have the Saturday event, which is called Food as an Aesthetic Practice of Resistance and Celebration. So it's trying to bring together the aspects of the aesthetics of eating and how we learn from lots of different ways with the practices of resistance, because a lot of what we see happening right now requires us to be engaged in resisting policies that are unfair or that hurt people, and then also a celebration, because there's so much resilience among people who are in the immigrant community and who are part of and work with immigrants that we want to celebrate that as well.
So will you be making any more Meager Hacks in the future? Or?
Ask me after the event. No, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope it's a great experience for the university. This has been a university that's long been committed to being a private university dedicated to the public good. It's part of our mission. It's part of who we are. It's part of why students come here. So I know that this event fits into a much longer history of events like this that bring together a lot of different people who want to be engaged in the community and who want to make a difference.
Yeah. Well, that's all the questions I have for you today. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the DU Podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please email thedupodcast@gmail.com. Tune in again next week.